want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for no good blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight Central. And as you can hear, we bring you the best in guests that are out there and available. And our present guest, Joshua Coy, is certainly no exception to that. Before we rejoin Josh, I've got a couple of messages. First of all, get your pencil handy because I want to give you a couple of phone numbers here. If you're ever away from your computer, radio station, micro station, what have you, and you want to catch us on the phone, you can do so at 832-999-1763. And to be a part of the show, call us at 1-888-420-9890. That's 1-888-420-9890. And I want to introduce a new sponsor to the Common Sense Show. We're really excited because, you know, on my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, we have turned on the advertising because I believe that our advertisers and their products, their services should be consistent with the message that we're trying to deliver here from the Common Sense Show. And my good friend Katie from FamilyEssentialShop.com is right in line with what I want to offer our listening audience. And I want to tell you about her fine line of products. As Annie, you know that essential oils are really picking up steam in alternative medicine, and they have a rich history of helping people live healthier lives since the days of the Bible and even before. And you'd go to Big Pharma. Big Pharma, modern healthcare system that treats symptoms by burning it out and cutting it out or poisoning it. I much prefer FamilyEssentialShop.com and their great products because they promote essential oils that strengthen our mind, body, immune system, which help us live a longer and healthier life. They're the protective mechanisms of the plant, and they work on the human body, and they help us support mood. They support the immune system and promote an overall awareness in the human body. We want to ask you to join us here at the Common Sense Show to get out of the system, get out of Big Pharma, and help create your own medicine cabinet. Learn to take health into your own hands. The human body is a healing machine. Give it the support and tools to do what it was designed to do. Now, this is why you need your pencil. Katie from Family Essential Shop has a special deal just for the Common Sense Show listeners. Visit her website to see the product line at FamilyEssentialShop.com and then give her a call at 720-630-3111. So again, visit her website, see the product line. She's got something for everybody at FamilyEssentialShop.com and call Katie at 720-630-3111. And if you do that, she's going to give you a 20% discount for simply mentioning the Common Sense Show. Again, Katie's number, 720-630-3111. We're joined by Joshua Coy and fascinating first hour talking about dead bankers, underground structures, really the forces lining up for the coming civil war, in my humble opinion, surveillance techniques and devices. But let's go to the ultimate surveillance control mechanism, Josh. I'd like to spend a little time talking about mind control. When I say mind control, where does your mind go to on this topic?
Actually, when you were talking about, you know, the human body being a machine or introducing your new sponsor, that's actually very true. You know, you definitely need to protect your body from Big Pharma. They are not out there to help you. They're out there to actually harm you and kill you. And you definitely need to protect your body.
Okay. No, I said I wanted to break out into a great big you think comment when you just said that. Absolutely, Josh. Yeah. Big Pharma is about making money, and the health of the people who use their products is secondary and concern.
Well, you know, the mind control thing is again, I go to fluoride is the first thing I think of, because fluoride is baseline mind control. You have to absolutely eliminate the mind first. And, you know, you can manipulate people's thought process. You can manipulate people through the television, through the media, and people are manipulated that way. Of course they are. But in my opinion, it all starts with the fluoride. And another throwback, again, to the Nazi playbook. And no, I don't spend every show I do talking all about Nazism, but it amazes me how much we got from that totalitarian government. But yeah, the fluoride is in the majority of our water supply, and I didn't even know this until the other day when I was researching it. In Britain, I think it's in Britain, major parts of Europe, fluoride is actually illegal. It's not only not in the water, but it's illegal. And here, and you know, GMO, genetically modified food, is illegal in a lot of parts of Europe. And yet here in America, we won't let people smoke pot because it's bad for you, but we'll put pesticide in the water and tell you to have a nice glass every day. Warren?
The way you put it is humorous, but there is nothing humorous about the effects. Let's explore this a little further.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about fluoride, again. They call it sodium fluoride. It's basically nothing more than the number one ingredient in all pesticide, you know, what you use to kill roaches, in other words, what you use to kill insects. Back in the 1940s and the 1950s, before we were fluoridating the water, the number one ingredient in all pesticide was fluoride, the exact same fluoride that's put in your water supply. Even today, if you look on your tube of toothpaste, it'll say, if it has fluoride in it, it'll say on the back, if you swallow any of this, immediately call poison control. What they're talking about swallowing is like a pea size of fluoride. That's how much you would be swallowing. That is how much is in one single glass of tap water. So if you accidentally swallow it when you're brushing your teeth, you need to go ahead and call 911. But if you go and mow your yard, go on inside and drink you a good glass of poison. The idea came, again, from Nazi concentration camps, believe it or not. IG Farben, which is the largest pharmaceutical company in Nazi Germany, they were asked to come up with some type of creation, some type of chemical creation that would assist in the problems that they were having in the concentration camps. Basically, a lot of the people, once they were first created these concentration camps, a lot of the people that they were imprisoning were fighting back. They were having a great deal of uprisings in these new concentration camps when this first began. And they hadn't created the death camps yet. The concentration camps weren't initially death camps. They were just these prison camps for people who didn't like the Nazis or spoke out against the Nazis, or they were Jewish. But they were having a lot of problem with them fighting back. And so they came, the Nazis went to IG Farben, who was a huge researcher for the Nazis in and of themselves, and said, we need something to put in the water. We need something to calm these people down. This is what they came up with. They came up with a sodium fluoride in the water supply, and they tested it. And not only did they test it, but they studied all of those who were given these large amounts of fluoride. And they would give one camp a certain amount, another camp would get a higher amount, and yeah, on
Johnson,
and on.
This chemical breakdown right here. Sorry, we got to step away for a break. Yeah, we step away for a break. We're going to pick it up right here and link it into electromagnetic mind control. It's related. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest is Joshua Coy, and Joshua will be airing his show, Radio Underground, March 1st, and he'll be on the two preceding hours before us at the Common Sense Show. So we're going to try to double your pleasure, and I think you can hear that Josh is certainly one of the rising stars in the independent media. I discovered him last year when he discovered me. He actually reached out to me and sent me a nice email and said, "Hey, I like your stuff," and we started talking, and one thing has led to another, and so we've decided to see how far we can take this partnership, because we think the two of us are better together than we are separate. Josh, let me ask you one thing here before we get back into the fluoride aspect. Are these chemicals that come into our bodies, can they be triggered to do something malevolent, something bad, by electromagnetic frequencies?
Yes.
So you think there's an interaction effect?
Yeah, for a simple answer, yes, they can. The long answer would be the military has worked for a long time on how to really kill you, I guess, and how to eliminate people without having to fire a gun at them. Basically, we have learned over the years how to cook your insides with different types of electromagnetic weaponry. And the Army's even come out and let people know, yeah, we're working on this, We can even use your TV as a weapon. We can make your television shoot a ray at you. I'm not making this up. That can literally cook your insides while you're sitting there watching it. If I have time, I'll actually, during the next break, I'll try to find the quote in a book that I have where to prove that to you. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I can find it for you. But yeah, all cells in our body, all the cells in our body, they oscillate, they vibrate at a certain frequency. And the idea back in the 60s was that if you could find a way to interrupt that frequency, you could kill someone like that. You could make their cells literally shut down. You could shut the body down without having to create a weapon like a gun or a bomb. That was the idea. And then the initial idea came from two scientists, one that worked for the military and one that was a doctor. You probably know him. His name is Dr. Raymond Rife, R-I-F-E.
Yes.
And Dr. Rife is the one who cured cancer back in the 1930s, I think. He cured, I think, 48 people at first, cured their cancer. They had terminal cancer, and they were going to die. It was definitive they were going to die. And he cured them without surgery and without any type of invasive procedure. How did he do it? He did it by affecting these cells in our body and the vibration, the oscillation, the frequency that they oscillate at. Basically, his machine, called the Rife machine, found a way to tell your body to recognize the cancer as an enemy and destroy it. And it did. And he cured 48 people in less than a year. And the military learned of this, and they decided they could use it as a weapon. As opposed to saving people's lives, they could use it to kill. And that's the long answer to your question.
Yeah, does it have an interactive effect with the chemicals that come out of the water, though? I mean, I would imagine the two work together. One stimulates the other.
Yeah, I would imagine it does, because the water fluoridation does one. I guess it does break down your body, and the thing that the Nazis found out was that it narcotized the brain. It made people not want to fight back. Was what it did. They figured out that repeated doses of even infinitesimal amounts of this chemical made you not want to fight back. It made you docile. It made you just kind of sit back and take it. And the thing that it does in doing this is it attacks and calcifies the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is incredibly important. Basically, it's one of the most important things in your entire body. And it's my opinion that has a lot to do with these weapons and using these electromagnetic weapons to kill you. Shutting down the pineal gland, calcifying the pineal gland, is something that is beyond horrific to do that to human beings. That is something that we are born with, God gave us. It's incredibly important. Scientists still don't know even how important the pineal is. When they talk about the third eye, the pineal gland is the third eye. It's supposedly the window to the soul. And we still have no idea how powerful it can be. Whenever you read cases about telepathy, or whenever you read anything about using ESP, extrasensory perception, or psychics, every bit of that comes from the pineal. And so we've been trying for decades and centuries to learn about this gland. The government learned about it. The government knows all about it, and the government has decided it would be better if that gland was calcified and destroyed so that we can't use it and maintain it. And so I think that has a great deal to do with what you're talking about.
Yeah, what do you make of, in fact, Annie and I have talked about this, she sent me many articles on this, the proliferation of cell towers, mysterious-looking cell towers, not your traditional run-of-the-mill, on school grounds all across the country. What do you make of that?
You know, I haven't really... It's hard to answer that because I haven't really figured out the cell tower thing yet. I don't really understand what they're building. You know, there's two or three different kinds of cell tower stories. You got the one say that the FBI is collecting all of this information and local police are using, then the other one says that local police are using these Stingray cell tower devices to also collect information and pinpoint location. But the ones that you're talking about, tell me a little bit more about the ones that you're talking about, because that's not what you're talking about.
Now, Andy, feel free to chime in on this too, but all across the country, we're seeing parents are outraged at this now. They're putting these disguised cell towers, and some people are even questioning if they're cell towers. They look like pine needle trees, bushes, and they stick them in obscure places to try to conceal their existence. But the parents are catching on, and they don't want this stuff anywhere near their kids. Annie, am I leaving anything out?
Well, our friend out in, where is it, San Diego at the college out there, she's just really proven that that's what killed her son by the towers on campus.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about Virginia Farber, who is from Fort Collins, Colorado, and her son was attending graduate school at San Diego State University, and he was right next to one of these towers. And unfortunately, Virginia lost her son. I think he was only 28 years old and to brain cancer. They have a cancer cluster on that campus that the college refuses to deal with. But the Gwen Towers, Josh, what I'm getting on that, Jesse Ventura actually did a show on this. I've looked into it. I do know that if you change electromagnetic frequencies going into the brain and the body, you can affect mood and affect. And a lot of people think that the Gwen Towers are mind control towers and that a lot of these cell phone towers will be adapted to the same usage.
You know, HARP, a lot of people have said that HARP is a mind control device and that HARP can put thoughts in your head. I am definitely of the belief that mind control, now you're talking about real mind control. You're talking about the hardcore, uber conspiratorial mind control where they're literally putting ideas into your mind. I can definitely talk about that, so.
Yeah, let's hold it right there. Yeah, you're an experienced radio guy. You heard that music. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back with Joshua Coy after a word from these sponsors.
Many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. It is halftime. No, halftime here at the Common Sense Show. We're halfway through, not halftime at the Toilet Bowl. The Super Bowl, which is now concluded. And now that meaningless tax eroding event is over, remember, the NFL is a $9 billion a year profit-making industry that has tax-exempt status, and they don't pay any tax. And they put you through TSA security now to go to a game. Ladies, you can't even take your purses into an NFL game. Like somehow that makes you a terrorist. Unbelievable. NFL should stand for not for long because we want nothing to do with them. And the growing number, I understand this is probably going to be one of the lowest rated Super Bowls in the modern era. I hope so. I love football, guys. You know, if you listen to the show anytime, you know, I used to coach football. I played football in high school. Love it. Love the sport. Hate the NFL. Hate what they get away with. Nothing but a bunch of cheaters, liars, and thugs. 52 cases of uninvestigated domestic violence cases like Ray Rice, where he punched out his girlfriend in an elevator and knocked her unconscious. 52 cases uninvestigated by the NFL. Not for long, NFL. Anyway, our special guest is Joshua Coy. And again, give out a couple numbers here because we know we're introducing ourselves to, in large part, some new people. To listen by phone when you're away from where you normally listen, 832-999-1763. And the more important number, call to be a part of the show, 888-420-9890. That's 888-420-9890. Josh, the mind control aspect, let me throw one monkey wrench into this whole thing here. And I'll just let you run with this. What I've been told is that at a predetermined time, the cell phone towers that were all within range, these Gwen towers, which are leftover warning devices from the Cold War, are still active, that they're going to be activated at certain frequencies. And as Jose Delgado proved back in the 1960s on the videos that a lot of intro to psychology instructors show, that if you change the frequency of the brain, you change behavior. And the question is, what are they going to do with these frequencies? Are they going to super excite us, cause our hypothalamus to go into hyperventilation mode, where we just act like a bunch of zombies who are crazed and looking to kill the nearest thing to us? Or will they make us passive and docile as sheep? But the technology exists. It is right here, right now. What do you think about that, Josh?
I think I'm going to go with the sheep answer on that one. That seems to be a better weapon. Now, maybe they would do the crazy people going and killing each other like zombies later on, but now I think they're having a good time with the sheep weapon. I actually found what you're talking about here. We're talking about using some type of either electromagnetic device or using some type of, if you want to use a scientific, or not scientific, but a science fiction phrase, mind control device. And again, you can tie this into the fluoride if you want, because I do believe that these chemicals, and it isn't just fluoride. You know, you mentioned earlier protecting the human body or whatever. This is a very real thing. It's not just the fluoride, not water fluoridation only. It's the food we eat. You know, there was that old Kissinger report from the 1970s that talked about using food as a weapon against the American people, you know, putting pesticides in their food. All these metals, you know, we look at the chemtrail phenomena. What is that? You've got metal falling from the sky, barium, aluminum, mercury. And what is fluoride? Sodium fluoride. It's this metal. Well, why? Why all the metal? Why all the metal that collects and the mercury that collects in your brain and collects in your joints? What calcifies your pineal gland? All of this is reacting to these towers that they're putting up, to what they can put through the television, through the computer, even through your phone. I found this for you, by the way. Here's your, this is a quote from Jim Mars's book, to give him another prop, because he's one of my all-time favorite writers. Here's your quote from Jim Mars's book. This is his book, Rule by Secrecy. It's quote, as technology continues to advance, so does the means of manipulation, even controlling whole groups of individuals. This means to control the human mind has come a long way since the days of Nazi concentration camps. It says today, beamed electromagnetic frequencies can alter perceptions, instill emotion, and even cloud normal reasoning. Now here's the key part. Here's the point we were talking about a minute ago. It says all organic life consists of living cells, controlled by the DNA within those cells. The chemical action within the cells is driven by electromagnetic frequencies that pulse and vibrate. Collectively, the energy within a living organism creates a surrounding electromagnetic field. In other words, our cells oscillate, they vibrate. This electromagnetic frequency can be manipulated, screwed with, to kill you, to harm you, to make you sick, but then, like you were saying, altering your perception, instilling emotion. This is mind control. No science fiction. Just fact.
It sounds like it's a dual purpose weapon, though. It's mind control, but at the same time, it can be used to attack the central nervous system.
That's right. That's right. And think of how sinister that is. Think of how sinister that is, babe. That shows you how they do not think of us as human beings. We are cattle in their eyes.
You know, in the light that you've explained it to, the chemtrails, I'm thinking this along the different lines than I've thought of it before. With the metal particulates dropping from the sky, they're conductance for this electromagnetic frequencies that we're constantly exposed to. In other words, they're conducting agents. They're designed to enhance the effect.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, from everything that I've read, that's what seems to be. And you know, going all the way back to what we talked about in the very beginning, all of this to me, and you know, for those who didn't get to hear when we were talking about the fellow traveler theory, all of this is connected. I say this on my show all the time. Every bit of this, don't think for a second that these are separate stories. You know, the news is not, just for those who don't know, never worked in radio or television or whatever, the news that you see on TV is not in any way haphazardly thrown together. It's very specifically pieced together to make you believe that these are all separate events. These are all separate stories. Nothing has anything to do with the next thing. That's not true at all. Every bit of this is part of the same threat. It's part of the same thread. Every bit of it is part of one agenda. And if you pretend like that's not true, if you want to do that, that's fine. If you want to watch television all day and you want to absolutely ignore it, do that. And you'll just wake up one day and your entire world will be completely altered and completely changed and completely owned. Why? Because you weren't paying attention. But, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's one of the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, you know that, has come out over the last year and gone all around Europe and all around parts of America preaching these conferences to members of the elite, letting them know this political and educational awakening of the American people is growing at an exponential rate. In other words, we're learning what they're doing via the internet, via talk radio, via what they refer to as the alternative media. This is the new enemy of the Reich. This is the new enemy of the elite. We are the enemy of the elite, as we said earlier.
There's no question. And you're right. Things are growing. I wish I could put the exponential term on it. Sometimes it feels that way and sometimes it doesn't. But based on what I've read about listenership to some of the major programs that we know are run by the good guys, the websites run by the good guys like Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, et cetera, I estimate what we have is about 3 to 5% of the population is truly awake and committed to fighting. And being an old psychologist, I have to tell you, the social psychology research says for a trend to become a fad, to become a pattern, to become a way of life, it takes 10% of the population, of any given population, to basically be committed to whatever it is they're committed to, and then it spreads exponentially. That 10% figure is universal in social change. Advertisers talk about it. Governments talk about it. And I do not believe, and you know as well as I do, Josh, that the other side, the bad guys, have their statisticians, their psychologists. They're never going to let it reach the 10% level. They're going to cave in society before that ever happens, don't you think?
I think either that they will continue to try to cave in or pull the rug out from under our feet or whatever. But I honestly believe in, and you know, I'm young, so you'll, you're naive, but I know a hell of a lot about our government, and I'm a history guy. I love history, and I see this trend growing in this country. You know, the internet has done something amazing. It has opened up an unbelievable amount of information, but it hasn't just opened up information. What it's done is it's connected me with you. It's connected me with the guy over across the road from me. It's connected me with other people who also want to know the truth, who also want to know what's going on. I honestly believe, I really do, that number will continue to grow at an exponential rate. And according to guys like Brzezinski, they believe that too. And I think that's why you're seeing their fear of us. Believe it or not, I believe these men actually do fear this awakening. He's gone all over Europe and all over America telling everybody, you know, we've got to stop this awakening. It has to be stopped. It is a threat to the state. That's a quote. It's a threat to the state. Now, he wouldn't do that unless he was really serious about it. This guy has total power, total authority. I honestly believe this trend will grow. However, the key is, will it grow fast enough to do something about it, or will they see how quickly it's growing and advance their agenda to the point to where they forcibly pull that rug out from under our feet, like you said, before it reaches that 10% mark?
Well, I would suspect their default position would be a chemical and bio attack. If they can't bring in their agenda the old-fashioned way, inch by inch, it's a cinch, certainly their default position is, well, one of two things. Third World War that goes nuclear quickly, or you look at chemical biological attack, and I think the latter is more likely. What do you think?
Well, yeah, man, the Russian thing makes, I've got like a big question mark on my head about the Russian thing. I don't get the Russian thing. You've got all these people, and by people I mean countries. You have all these different countries who are a part of the scam. You know, you've got countries like Iran, leaders that rule over these Muslim nations. They're a part of the scam. You've got, the U.S., Britain, obviously. You've got France. You've got these major countries, Australia even, all these major countries that are a part of the scam. But then you've got, on the other side of the coin, countries like North Korea, Russia, who don't want to play that game of money and power. They seem to really want war of some kind, almost like a payback for America's, success. And I know that may sound strange, but I really don't think North Korea likes to play by the game that the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission have laid out. They don't seem to want to play by that rule book, and neither does Russia. So I worry about a Third World War option with Russia, because, like you said earlier, look at all the Russian troops we have over here, man. I mean, my God, how many Russian and Chinese troops are here? And how many are coming here, even right now, training in our cities? You have people who live in Colorado saying, why are there so many Russians, in uniform?
Yeah, I've got a lot of sources in Colorado that tell me how common it is. You're listening to The Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Our special guest is Joshua Coy, and let's go out to the phone lines and welcome Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind?
I have a couple of questions. First, about the mind control issue. One of the TV special series last year introduced the idea of satanic transhumanism. Have either of you run across any satanic philosophy-based mind control programs or processes?
I'll let you go first, Dave.
It's been alluded to. It's been written about some. I know Pat Wood in his new transhumanism book doesn't leave a lot to the imagination with that. And in particular, Steve Quayle, who wrote a book called Xenogenesis, really hits the satanic end of this very hard. See, originally, and Roger, I know that you know who Vance Davis is, ex-NSA, longtime friend of Annie and I, but Vance told me 20 years ago in his Mesa apartment that in his NSA training, they taught him that the globalists were trying to get a hold of the soul, capture the soul. And since they couldn't get the soul, they started with transhumanism. So I think long answer, which should have been a short answer, is yes. Josh?
Transhumanism is weird. It creeps me out just a bit. Just to throw it out there, you have companies like Google who are, Google's CEO Eric Schmidt is a big believer in transhumanism, and a lot of these guys that are in these high positions, they do have a very, like we were saying earlier, they have a big occult base. I mean, most of the stuff that they do has an occult base of some kind. If it's Satanism, or if it's paganism. You can differentiate on which god it is that they're worshiping, but I honestly believe that the occult in general has a lot to do with transhumanism and a lot to do with every part of their agenda.
Okay, my second question has to do with the mystery explosions. If I'm correctly informed, some of the storage areas for the guillotines was in the Connecticut, Delaware area. It would also be logical to go after some of the ammunition that has been stored. Is there any indication that some of the mystery explosions were at sites where either of those were located?
I have heard talk that, you know, we've all heard the guillotine stories, and we've all heard the stories about the train cars that have the prison cells. You know, they have these prison cell train cars that they're going to transport us in. And I have heard that those have been stored in some of these underground military bunkers, and that those have been detonated and destroyed as well. Not all of them, obviously, but many of them. I think from everything that I've read about, or from everything I've been told about these deep underground military bunkers that have been destroyed, they seem to be destroying the ones that are the storage units, and B, the ones that they would go to during the event of some type of national emergency, like the very first one they would want to run to, or one of their most covert underground bunkers. That seems to be what they like to hit, from what I've been told.
Thanks for answering my questions. Very good show, and keep up the good work, both of you.
Thank you, Roger. Great call. Interesting. Basically, they're taking away, by these explosions, the disaffected military is taking away the elite's hideaways. That's what it looks like to me. They're taking away their safety net, and almost rightly so. I mean, you know, we've seen the movies where the elite get to go underground while the rest of us suffer up here, and I'm glad to see, even if it's not their intention, them striking out. Really, and it helps the little guy if they have nowhere to go, because then they're more likely to not enact these genocidal policies.
That's the way that I seem to be, the way that I'm interpreting it, that's what it seems to me. And I know that, you know, you could say that this has nothing to do with patriotism, or it has nothing to do with whether or not they care about protecting America or the Constitution. They're out just to protect their own interests. From what I've seen and from what I've been told, there is a patriotic element to this. These were the men who seemed to stand up to the elite in the Pentagon. A lot of the things that they tried to get pushed through the moment Obama became president, a lot of the things that were tried to push through over the first 4 years were either stopped, or there was a great deal of struggle to get things pushed through the government, through the U.S. military, because of these men. That's why they were purged. And, again, if you look at that and you say, well, they were purged, they were fired, whatever you want to call it, because they were stopping them from doing something against the country or against the Constitution or to take liberty away, to me that is a patriotic element.
Certainly by default. And I'm not in a position to judge. I'm the messenger here, repeating what I've been told. And this information came to me from a source of my main source. And my main source is highly patriotic. He wants to see as many Americans to survive, because he is hopeful on the other side of the cataclysm that's coming that we can rebuild this country and what it was meant to be. He knows that's a pipe dream, but he is working to that end. So there are those people out there, Josh, and there's no question. But I do think there's that element that some of this that's going on is self-serving.
I'm sure there is. It's America. I know. Capitalism. It's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
They're probably selling T-shirts, too.
In the time we have left, I wanted to get a chance here to let people know where you're currently broadcasting at. So I know your website is the Underground Radio, or the radiounderground.com, right?
You got to get that right.
Yeah, you go ahead and take it. I'm going to keep transposing those terms over and over. So just tell people how they can currently listen to you and get familiar with your work.
All right. It's theradiounderground.com, theradiounderground.com. And what we've done on that website, it's basically a news website that we've just recently built. And we took all the recent news down, so everything that's up is actually about a month old. And the reason is because we're kind of revamping the very front of the website. But it still has plenty of great information on there, and we're going to be relaunching it. As we're relaunching this new show on March 1st, we're going to be relaunching the new website, but it'll still be theradiounderground.com. And you can hear my show on there. There's plenty of shows that we've done on the very front page, on the homepage. And, yeah, my show is every Saturday night. You can hear it live online. You can hear it live if you live in Alabama or even the surrounding four states. On FM radio, 101.1 FM. And again, it's out of Birmingham, Alabama, 101.1 FM, WYDE, if you want to check it out. If you want to check it out online, you can as well. It's 101WYDE.com. 101WYDE.com is the station website. You can listen to the show. It's every Saturday night at 9 p.m. on Central Time. So.
I don't want to get you in trouble, Josh, so you don't need to respond to this. But what I find amazing is your station is one of the mainstream media stations, and yet you have a show that's very much in content like our discussion here in these last 2 hours. How do you get away with it?
The only way I've been able to – well, you know, I don't like calling it mainstream media. There's a few other hosts on there that are always pushing the envelope. And I always appreciate that. But mainly I have been able to get away with what I've got away with because of the listener response. The listeners to my show have been fantastic in letting the station know that they love the show and they don't want it to go anywhere. And it gets a fantastic response. And again, never let anybody tell you that there isn't power in the voice of the people, because there is.
Absolutely right. Well, Josh, you've been a terrific guest. I can't tell you how long I've waited to do back-to-back with you. I tried to make that happen at my other home unsuccessfully, but that's ready to become a reality, and I'm so looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll post your listing information online.
All right. I appreciate it, Dave, and you have a good night, and I'll talk to you later on.
Okay. Josh McCoy, right. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh McCoy, and he will be here preceding the Common Sense Show beginning March 1st. With some great topics. If you've never heard his show, you need to go check it out because he's got a great sense of humor. It's entertaining. Anyway, we're going to step aside for our top of the hour break. We come back, we're going to talk about a very serious topic, medical kidnapping.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.